Hi.
Oh my gosh. Sorry. I didn't realize I had pushed record. My apologies. Hello and welcome back to Miss Me Alive, the podcast where I talk primarily things about hospitality and events and, you know, special projects and tips and such. But I also go in current events. Or current news about events and projects and such. In my previous episode, I'm not sure if you had the chance to check it out, but if you didn't, make sure you do, please, because I definitely want your feedback on my episode about Dorit and PK. It dawned on me during my sabbatical that I should be covering newsworthy industry related items, and you know, some of my favorite housewives are married and divorced and celebrate every single birthday and Groundhog Day with an over-the-top event or wedding, and that's my industry. And I'm like, why have I not been covering this the whole time? So I hope that those of you that did listen to it, thank you very much. I didn't get any feedback, so I don't know whether or not it's a good thing or a bad thing. I think it's a great thing, so I'm going to keep going either way. And then, you know, I hope that you continue to listen and share with all of your friends and your families and everybody else that you think might be interested, and even those who aren't. Make them listen, because they're going to get interested at some point. I'm going to say something that they like to hear. Anyways, please make sure that you check the link in my bio and you shop my online boutique. You know, those of you that have shopped there before, it's ever-changing and really fun stuff. Those of you that have not, my online boutique is primarily items like extra inventory that I get from events that I plan or projects that I coordinate. However, you know, it is limited. A lot of the items, once they're gone, they're gone. You can also, from my online boutique there, find my links to my Poshmark store, OfferUp. I'm a brand ambassador with several different partners that if you go to the page and you scroll all the way down, you see partners like Walmart and Talkspace and... oh my gosh, I can't think of any others right now, but please make sure that you check it out. The link is in my bio. You can also click that events tab and that, or excuse me, upcoming tab, and that'll give you a list of all of my upcoming events, how to RSVP, how to attend, etc. And please make sure to invite your friends, invite your families, and all of that fun stuff, because you know I always try to make it worth your while. I hate it when I go to an event and it's like, I did what for what? I could be doing this instead. I could be someplace else instead, right? So I always try to make sure that you guys have a good time, whether that's a virtual event or a live event. So check that out and make sure to RSVP because spots are usually limited. Now, summer eventing. As we get into our summer season, especially my Arizona friends and families, I need you guys to realize how important some of these tips and tricks and things that I'm going to give you are, because being 20 plus years in the event business, I have seen it all. I've seen so many things, and it can get pretty scary out there if you don't take the necessary precautions and make sure that your people are also protected, right? So first and foremost, my rule of thumb is 90 degrees. Anytime the weather gets 90 degrees or higher, I consider that to be quote unquote summer weather. So that's when certain things kick into effect. Now, granted, I live in Arizona, so my 90-degree day is going to be different than a 90-degree day in Michigan or New York or Atlanta, or someplace like that, right? Because, I mean, honestly, if you've never been to Arizona, let me just drop this little jewel on you. The Arizona sun is no joke. It can actually be 30 degrees outside and freezing cold. You're all layered up, but if you're standing in the sun, you're still going to sweat, okay? And I mean that, like, you will still get hot during on our coldest day if the sun is shining directly on you. And 90 degrees just seems to be a happy little medium that I seem to have not only reached personally, but, you know, just working with different venues, they seem to also make certain changes and whatnot when it comes to the weather and certain things with uniform and serving and stuff like that when we hit 90 degrees. I personally get cold very easily, so I don't really start to even get warm until it hits about 100. You know, I mean, yeah, I'll be by the pool, but I won't get in the pool till like June or July. Anyway, so good rule of thumb is 90 degrees. For those of my listeners that are, you know, tuning in from other states that don't have the same kind of weather patterns that we do. I'm sorry, I gotta turn this fan back on. I tried to turn the fan off because I realized that it makes a lot of noise in the background, but hopefully I'm using this new mic and that'll kind of counteract that. I apologize if it doesn't, but it's warm in my studio. Anyway, if you're in a state where, you know, for your community, let's say 70 degrees is considered warm, then that should be your base. Your base, you know, should be what's comparable and comfortable for your audience, if that makes any sense. Now, yes, I will say that it does get kind of tricky because you have people, especially for weddings, that will come from other states. So it's like, ooh, you know, if you're not from Arizona and you come to Arizona for the first time and you don't drink enough water, I'm willing to bet my lunch money that you're gonna end up passing out at the wedding, especially if any part of the wedding is outside. And so that's why I say 90 degrees. And I honestly feel like once we hit 90 degrees, you should really be looking for alternatives, whether that be having your event indoors or, you know, having it later on in the evening into the nighttime. Most of my schedule, you know, starting in, I would say like mid to late April starts with events starting at 6 instead of 4, you know. And then when we get into our deep, deep summer, if I'm working, because I promise you, July is so hot. I think I have 3 events on the books right now, but it just is so hot that most people are trying to get out of the heat. And that's why you can actually plan an event a lot cheaper if you do it in the summer, but that's a whole nother episode. But yeah, it just it gets to be unbearable. So if you can push the time out, the start time out, you know, especially if you're getting married on a Friday. I did a post about this, but I think I might turn it into an episode also where it's so, so bad to have your wedding start on Friday at 4 o'clock. But anyway, so yeah. In the case of 90 degrees or above, you want to start it as late as possible. I have some really fun ideas and I've done some really fun things with night weddings. Now, granted, they're going to be a little later into the evening, so you have to take that into consideration. A happy medium would be, you know, only having part of your event outdoors. Like, for instance, with one of the venues that I work with, we will do the ceremony outside, the ceremony will usually be outside. Unfortunately, we don't have a covered space for that. But then the cocktail hour is under a covered pavilion with fans, you know, misters in the future and that sort of thing. Which leads me to my next point, a little micro point from this. Try to find a venue with a misting system. And I mean, most venues have fans, especially if they have outdoor spaces. There's a fan, there's multiple fans just for no other reason to help the air circulate. But misting systems, that is something that is very, very necessary when you're looking at especially when you're looking at an outdoor venue, because a good misting system will drop that temperature down outside from 120 degrees to 90 degrees. You know, it gives you a good 10 to 20 temperature differential. I'm using those terms correctly, but you know what I mean. A misting system is so many. If not, you know, another idea would be to look at venues that have tons of shade. Now, in Arizona, most of the venues are covered with trees and all of that fun stuff, especially if they have any outdoor spaces, right? So there's your shade. Now, I will say this, your photographer is not going to like anything that has lots of shade because it creates issues for them. So keep that in mind. You know, maybe if you're doing a summertime wedding or just using a photographer in general, you pick a time and a place that's maybe indoors that's better for your pictures, maybe a different time from the event. Because I'm not going to lie to you, the misting and shading in the world is not going to help compensate for just the physical exhaustion that is exerted when you're when you're, you know, outside and when it's 90 plus degrees. That's why sunscreen and drinking lots and lots of water is so important. And even for my people of color, wear your sunscreen, because you may not turn bright red, you may not like burn in a way that you can see it, but you definitely, I know my brothers and sisters have, especially in Arizona, have experienced a time where you were outside for an extended period of time and then you went inside and you felt like you were gonna pass out, or you felt just overexerted. You still, you've been sitting in the house for 30 minutes now and your skin still feels hot. That's heat exhaustion. And that, and your skin can still burn. You know, we can still burn, we can still get sunburned, so please wear your sunscreen. I, as your Avon lady, am happy to kind of insert an ad here for our sunscreen that is the Bug Guard Plus, and it is sunscreen that also has insect and bug repellent in it, so it's perfect because we get a lot of mosquitoes out here, and you know, I can't stand a mosquito bite because my skin is super sensitive. So every time I'm outdoors, I'm wearing that. If you want more information about that, please let me know. Otherwise, when you go to the link in my bio, you click shop and I think it's like the third or fourth tab, it says Avon. Go ahead and click that and then just search for sunscreen. Boom, it comes up. It's in a green bottle with the orange top. I'm telling you, amazing. Those are those things. Obviously, you know, make sure to provide water for your guests, even though most venues will, you know, have water stations out and have beverage stations and that sort of thing. It's always a nice touch to provide water for your guests. You can get some personalized little mini water bottles off of Oriental Trading or, you know, something like that. If you know, it's not something that you want to, you know, spend a lot of money on or outsource, you know, or anything like that. Or you're, you know, if you hire me as your planner, you wouldn't have to worry about that because I could take care of all of that for you. But it's just a way of saying thank you for, you know, an extra way of saying thank you for coming to my event, even though it is blazing hot outside, blazing hot outside. Disposable fans. That is something that you can get in high quantities for a low price. And you can also have them, you know, personalized with your wedding information on there or whatever information that you're wanting. And that's a good memento that somebody might keep for quite some time, especially depending on the quality. I still have paper fans because you just never know. I mean, for a while there, I carried one of those accordion paper fans that I got from somebody's wedding in my bag for the longest time because you just never know when you're hot, right? I have also seen, if it's within your budget, little personal fans that were given out, and those were actually the favors or the swag, if you will. So instead of, you know, a shot glass or a candle or something, they got personal individual fans, which is great for women like me that are premenopausal, because I'm always, my hot flashes in the summer, it's a no-go. Have your food stationed inside if possible. You know, even if you have to have a cocktail hour, have it. See if the venue will allow you to station the food inside. That's not always the case. In which case, if it's not, then try to pick foods that are going to be stationed that do well just sitting there. Foods like that do better just sitting there. Crackers, you know, sliced meats, if you will. That's going to do a little better than cheese. Fruits and veggies. I mean, I don't know. All of that stuff, you're really going to have to just play that kind of by ear. But I would lean more towards, you know, things that aren't going to get bad quickly. Let's say that. Your caterer or the catering department should be able to assist you with that. And you can always add additional things to your, let's say, appetizer station to help keep items cool or cooler, right? Another thing is, if you're having a wedding, especially if you're having a wedding in a state like Arizona, but the people are not from here or haven't been here, remind them to dress accordingly. Excuse me. And what I mean by that is not telling them what to dress or how to dress or what to wear or anything like that, but reminding them like, hey guys, it's going to be 105 outdoors. Yes, my reception will be indoors, but you still have to travel outdoors to get to the indoors. That's the part people seem to forget. And if you're not used to that kind of heat, if you're not drinking enough water, because even though you think that you drink gallons of water a day, it is never enough water in Arizona. If you're not dressed accordingly, that will instantly raise your body temperature and you won't know what to do. That, if you've never been overheated before or experienced, had that experience, it's very scary. And it comes on to you very suddenly. You don't know what's going on because you feel hot, so your body instantly wants to cool down by sweating, and then it's a profuse sweating, like you're drenched but you're still hot, and then your mind is like, I don't know what's going on, so I'm just gonna shut down. So it's not fun. I've had many events that had to be put on pause. Weddings, you guys, weddings. Could you imagine getting married and then Uncle Leroy's in the back, damn, you're dying, and everything has to be put on hold because the paramedics have to be called? You know, could you imagine? I mean, having to tell the 911 operator, can you please tell them to try and be quiet because we have a wedding going on? Like, that shit's crazy. That shit's crazy. So let's not go there. You know, I mean, I literally had an experience where I don't know if that guest is alive today because he got so, what we assume, he got so overheated. I mean, dude was pale as, you know, your white wall you're looking at while you're listening to this. And I mean, I swear he died for like, I think 4 or 5 minutes, and then came back to life. And it was just a crazy experience. Not only for the guests, but then that overshadows the entire day and the entire event. So let's just, you know, try to keep all of your guests alive at your event. And then last but certainly not least, multiple seating and or resting areas. When I work at a venue, I like to have seats everywhere. One of my favorite venues that I work in Mesa pretty regularly, they have, it used to be a residential property, and they have seating everywhere. And when we have events there and it's really hot and we have multiple places that these people are going to be, I set up multiple water stations near these rest areas to make sure that people are getting the rest that they need. And having a place to sit down a lot of times will just keep the anxiety off the situation. A lot of people don't realize how hot it is outside until they actually get outside and they've been outside for a minute. And being able to, you know, sit down and kind of just cool off, if you will, it's different, right? So, you know, keep these things in mind when you're looking at your venue for a summer event, because like I had previously stated, if you can do it in July, especially in Arizona, I don't know about other states, but especially in Arizona, if you can have your event in July, you're going to save thousands of dollars because everything is cheaper. Everything. Like I said, I go from June where I have, you know, 30 weddings. Well, that's not true. Maybe 20 to July where I have 3. And then August 10, September 3rd. You know what I'm saying? It's a drastic drop in the summertime. So everything is now cheaper. So if you can have it in the summertime, if you can have it in July, do that. Just keep these things in mind. And as always, thank you so much for listening. Please make sure to tell your friends and your families, you know, about my podcast. Listen to my previous episode about Dorit and PK. As soon as I see some updated information, I'm going to do a follow-up episode. And like I said, I think I'm going to keep doing that because I really enjoy my mindless television. And every so often, you know, you need a timeline cleanse. So there you go. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll talk soon.